a Monday night Kitzur Shulchan Aruch or Lezayin Elul. And we're learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch about Elul, and we're actually up to Se'ev Vav in Simen Kuf Chaf Ches 128, and we're up to Se'ev Vav. We're talking about Slichus now. No, we're up to Se'ev Hey. Miyom Aleph Shekoydim Rosh Hashanah. This year is the minimum Slichus. Everybody can relax. You have 3 days Yontiv, which if you no, you shouldn't have had a look. You should know that the year following two Adars is always the same. Yeah. Anyway, until Cheshvan Kislev. Miyom Aleph Shekoydim Rosh Hashanah Veilech Mashkimin L'Slichus. Mashkimin means you're supposed to, the ideal time to say Slichos is before Alos HaShachar, the last part of the night before Alos HaShachar. The ideal time is the last part of the night before Alos HaShachar. You're certainly not supposed to do it before Chatzos, that's for sure. After Chatzos, it's already okay, but it's not ideal. Right, why don't we do it ideal the first night? That's already became a minig by Klal Yisrael. Chatzos is also considered a tremendous Eitz Ratzon, although in the Gemara not so much, but in the Zohar and in other Sforim, Chatzos, that we say Tikkun Chatzos, Chatzos is a very big deal. So we say the first one by Chatzos, but there are people that say the first one in the morning also. I mean, before Elos. What? I mean, yeshivas say it, and it's daytime already. Maybe Balabat the Mosul say it, it's daytime already. That's like really not good. In America, maybe here in Israel too, they say it even before Chatzos. That you're really not supposed to do. So Rav Moshe says in the Tshuva that there's really nothing wrong with saying it before Chatzos. It's not like it's Osir. You just don't have the quality of Slichas. You don't have the quality of the Yud Gimel Midos. You're just saying it. You're davening. Like, okay, you're davening. You're davening to Hashem, forgive us. You're saying vidui. But you don't have the quality of the Yud Gimel Midos, which is brought down by Chazal, so you don't have that before Chatzos. Okay? I mean, you're not... He's talking about the old, you know, in New York, the neighborhoods changed, and people were afraid to go out at night or in the early morning. So they made 10 p.m. minyanim for Slichas. What? They still have them. So so that's what the Moshe writes in the Tshuva, that it's not osur. You're just not having the quality of the Yud Gimel Midos. But I mean, in Lakewood, here also, I think they did. They started doing it here. That at Chatzos, there's a minyan every night at Chatzos. I think the shul started doing it last year, 2 years ago even. That there's a minyan because it's Chatzos. People are up anyway. People stay up late. Unfortunately, that's not nice, but that's really the reason. Because they're up anyway, they might as well. He can't say it's not good. Like he said, we do it the first night then. But certainly, I don't know what to say. How shall I phrase it? The ideal time is the morning before. The truth is, like in a real, we're down the seeking. So before Rosh Hashanah, the before Rosh Hashanah slichas, they start after Alois HaShachar already. It's not the ideal time. It's dark outside because they're going to daven the seeker, but they start after Alois. The the slichas, which are longer, so there they always start the taka before Alois. Not by any design, they just need the time. Erev Hashanah, everybody starts. The pre Rosh Hashanah.
They start before Alois or should they finish before Alois?
They start, that I don't know. No, usually we go bus route, schola.
You have to wait to daven shachar.
We're talking about the ideal time. We're not talking about what the accountant tells you to do. We're talking about the ideal time. But even the ideal time, I'm not sure. If you have to finish before Alois, sometimes you say that. If you have Zman Kriyashma, you have to finish the whole Kriyashma within Zman Kriyashma. Shemoneh Esrei is the same. But L'moshel, Musaf, you have to daven before Sheva Shos. You only have to start it before Sheva Shos. Okay, so why do you start from Sunday? The Mishnah Berurah brings down, you always want 4 days. So they have Misaka on Sunday, and you have 4 days. If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday, and if Rosh Hashanah is on a Tuesday, or on a Sunday, you start the week. It can't be on a Sunday. If it's on a Monday or Tuesday, you start the week before. Yom Chol, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Beit, Yom Gimel, Maschilim, Yom Aleph, Shavuot, Kedemes, because you always want to have at least 4 days. And they wanted to make a time every day, every year, so they said Sunday. Kshemashkim, it's Vichalitul Yedeihem. The Shulchan Aruch certainly assumed you're before Alois, because he's telling you to wash Negel Vasa twice. Once when you get up, Ulubarech Anotil Shedayim Ubrichas HaTorah, that's important. So you're making Anotil Shedayim because you're davening, and you're saying Brichas HaTorah because you're saying a lot of psukim in the davening. Bachar Aslichos, Yitul Yodov Shenis B'loi Bracha. He's obviously assuming you washed the first time before Alois. So you have the Slichos, you wash your hands again because of the Ruach Ra, probably. Yeah, because of the Ruach Ra. The Ruach Ra might, so to speak, come back by Chatzos, and therefore B'loi Bracha, because his hands are clean. Right. For the Ruach Ra. The Ruach Ra might come about at the end of the night without sleeping.
Someone wakes up 3 in the morning, learns Torah, and then he comes back davening,
has to wash his hands. He should forget about time for davening. He should wash his hands at Alois. He should have a clock. He should know when Alois is at Alois. He should wash his hands again. Without a bracha. Okay, Ashliach Tzibur Sha'omer Slichos Yisateh B'talus Mitzuyetzeh should wear a talus, really. Kainim Shemaschel Ashrei. That's both the Kavod Tzibur and also the Yud Gimel Midas said you should wrap yourself in a talus. Kavayochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself in a talus. L'fishyei Sofek Yim Yivorech Baruch Al Talus Shalom Kishalom Shabalayla. Talus is considered a Beged Shal Yom. If you wear a Beged Shal Yom Balayla, it's a shayla if you make a bracha on the tzitzis. If the miut of Layla is on the Beged or on when you wear it, a talus is certainly Beged Shal Yom. So he's putting it on Balayla, is a mandiyom and the gemoras mechuyim and tzitzis. Now you shayla if you should make a bracha or not. Olo yivorech or not. Maybe you're not mechuyim to put on tzitzis. We got low talus alcohol, which generally, officially, really is supposed to become in the ownership of whoever picks it up to use at that point in time. You should borrow a talus from someone else. You should have in mind not to be kind of it. A borrowed talus is not mechuyev and tzitzis, so for sure does not have to make a bracha. If you make an into talus klal, there's no talus around. Don't get that excited. You can still say all the slichos and all the shlishes remidos. Come below talus. Yesh b'kol mizlagin shem espalos slichos espalos gam shachris mincha of that day. The gamayer of shalafonov who kaidem la ovel ulamoyel uliyorik site. That we don't do that. It caused too much fights. Tov lamed b'amiras haslichas u'mishikoshel yamed l'chalapokos b'amiras kel malach yoshev. Funny. U'shlo shesrei midos, certainly. But even for the whole kel malach yoshev you should stand. Din amiras havidui ayin l'kamasim m'kuf lamed aleph siftes. That's about it. Probably in Yom Kippur. Yeah, because Lamed Aleph is going to be Kippur, right? Okay, we'll stop here.